Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where is Colony? I asked him to be in here because I wanted to get his expertise on this. Like, he is the expert.
Expertilism.
Well, no, he is an expert on morning skates.
He is.
Like, Jim Colony gets out of here, he'll go to the game day skate. Go to the morning skate. And I asked him to come in here and to talk about this, and I have no idea where he is. I guess he's on the AM. He's on his
way.
Here
he comes. He's
joining. So anyway, Mike Sullivan yesterday was asked about the morning skate, right? And he had this interesting tidbit about his grandmother and ham and his mom and ham and all kinds of stuff about baked ham. Here's Sully.
We're trying to manage workloads. I've always been a believer that it's the most overrated practice in hockey. You know, it's like, why does the whole league have morning skates? It reminds me of why my mother cut the side of the hams off before she cooked them. And I asked her, why do you cut the side of the hams off? She said, I don't know, because that's how my mother taught me. I asked my grandmother.
Yeah.
I said, why do you cut the sides of the hams off before you put them in the oven? She said, well, that was easy. I didn't have a pan that was big enough. Yeah. Right? So that's my analogy of morning skates.
Outside of everyone cackling and refusing to just let him tell the story, it was really good stuff.
Right.
But, just let him tell the story. So it's pretty much saying, well, that's the way we've always done it. We're not going to break from tradition. Now, it's my understanding that the morning skate started way back during train travel days so that coaches, especially on the road, could be sure that their guys didn't go out and get way too drunk the night before games and were actually going to be in shape that night to play. Is that true?
Well, they still did, probably.
But it got the blood flowing.
Yeah, that was the way to get everything going again.
Can we have a serious discussion on the functionality of morning skate then, Jim?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you one reason that they continue to do it. Sully talked about this, actually. I can't remember if he used the ham analogy, although it sounds somewhat familiar, that he questioned morning skates when he first took over a few years ago. And my understanding is that there is one player who likes morning skates now and again, and his name is Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Sid likes morning skates, they're going to have morning skates. However, recently we have seen a lot of optional morning skates in which Sid has taken the option to not skate. And so...
Does Sid cut the edges off his ham, though, when he cooks it?
That's a good question.
No, but...
That's a good question.
Do you think we'll see a day when morning skates are just... Or game day skates are just totally done?
I don't know if they'll ever be totally done, because the NHL is so ingrained with tradition. You know, everybody wants to keep doing things the way they've always been done. But the, you know, cutting the ends off the hams point there to be made by Mike Sullivan and Grandma Sullivan, I guess more accurately, is applicable here in that I can't think of another major sport where people say, hey, you know what, about 9 hours before we have an athletic competition, let's go out and get sweaty and really get things going and then go home and take a nap.
I mean, it's good
for baseball. Once they get there, they stay there at least.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You
they get there 2-3 o'clock, maybe early work, maybe BP.
Well, the thing is, like, for example, today in Florida, okay, no morning skate. However, you've got Nick Bjugstad, you've got Brian Rust. Now, Rust he can't play tonight. He can't play tomorrow because he's on the long-term IR. He can't come off until the weekend. But if he's with the team, he's going to skate. And he's going to skate this morning. So there are going to be guys that do stuff. And, you know, the same way that whenever their next home game is, that you might see, you know, Malkin and Galchenyuk and whomever else.
But it is odd that in the two sports that play more often than any others in the regular season, you see guys seemingly wanting to put in more work before the games actually start on a near everyday basis. And yet you've seen over the, last 5 to 10 years, Major League Baseball teams kind of back away from that a little bit. Like, they don't make guys go out and take infield if they don't want to, or take
BP
if they don't want to.
When was the last time you've seen a team take infield?
The Nationals didn't take batting practice, like, all last year after the first month of the season.
Right. Worked out all right
for them. If guys wanted to hit, they could hit. But it wasn't an organized team activity.
Telling guys that they don't have to go out for the morning skate seems, hey, if you want to, by all means, go ahead. But we've got science that says it's probably not smart to go out and get worked
but
up.
But I love that Sully's on the record. Can you imagine the people in the original six cities are just, like, cringing this morning, going, a man went on the record and said the morning skate is antiquated and silly.
You see, like, EJ Eddie Johnson going, like, oh, man, can you imagine someone, you imagine Sanderson if we had a morning skate? My goodness.
I think of it in closer terms. Could you? Jim Rutherford might be like, you know what? That's going to get you terminated. You're out of here. Like, of all the things he's ever done, that might get him fired, saying, I don't like morning skates. Because I could see Jim Rutherford being like, you don't like morning skates?
Well, that's the way we do it around here.
I mean, I guarantee Jim Rutherford likes morning skates.
Rutherford might not have liked him either. I'll have to find out.
That's a good... See?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, that picture of EJ that's world-renowned with the beers, I can guarantee he did not like morning skates, right?
I don't know. Again, I don't know.
We may have found something for you, Jim.
I've had to ask them. Of course, now they're not around for a week.
Yeah.
But you've got an
assignment for your next morning skate.
Yes.
See, I like the morning skates because, you know, you get to go there, you kind of chat up the guys and stuff like that. And then Sully will say, you know, you'll ask about a player and he'll say game time decision.
Cutting the ends off the hams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, real...
I don't think my mother ever cut the ends off.
That was my next question.
No, not as far as I remember, no. No.
What if the late, great Jack Riley enjoyed morning skates, Jim?
Both of them.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. No, but the ends off the ham, is that so?
I had never really heard of that.
Is he getting to, and that's it's a really funny story.
It's
a great story. Is he getting to his grandmother in that age, right? That generation. They essentially didn't have enough money to buy a bigger pan.
Bigger
like the pan was the pan that they had.
So that's what you did.
She probably lived on a third floor walk up in Jamaica Plain.
There we go. There we go. Tell me more, Jim.
I'm going to have to find out where she lived.
All right.
You got a lot of homework assignments for the next skate.
Did they eat the remaining ends of the ham is what I want to know.
See, now, if you cut the ends of the ham off after you cook it, right, see, I understand that part.
But couldn't.
No, they had to cut it off for it to fit.
Might have cooked a little bit better.
Yeah, but what did you do? I want to know, did they feed the dog? What did you do with the scraps? You give it to a hobo?
What, some guy with a broomstick?
Throw him out the window and
a
homeless guy.
Hanging.
Yeah. Do you ever run away from? I remember running away from home once. I got down the end of the block. I had the broomstick and the thing,
and handkerchief.
Just tied up. Because I saw it on some TV.
What did you have inside the handkerchief?
I can't remember. Probably like a football or something.
You're gonna run away with a football.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Sure.
It's like the Little Rascals or something like that. You do that.
Yeah, sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.